there's a journal prompt, like, what's making you anxious? And you draw like a four square. Mine's juicy if somebody gets a hold of that.
Oh my God. The flight attendant's like, oh, I'm loving this.
This poor girl. It's me before episode one. And I'm like, what am I anxious about? I'm like,
welcome back to another episode of Mean Girl Pod.
You know, I have so much, 111 episodes in, so much empathy for you starting the episodes.
Why?
Because whenever, so I just launched Just Alex podcast, and it's the first episode's out today, but I filmed it 7 times leading up to it. And I'd be like, why? And then I'd be like, oh God, it's so awkward to be the first person talking. Cause it's like all on you. And I was like, that was the part that I kept having to refilm and refilm. And I was like, man, I don't know how she does it. Like the same tone every time.
That's so funny. I never even thought about that. Do you want a quick talk about Just Alex? Because I think a lot of people think that you're leaving Mean Girl Pod.
No, I was just reading the comments and I saw one that was like, bet Jordan loves this. And somebody responded and was like, bet she's just like a supportive friend. And I was like, a normal person on the internet. Like, also, thank you. I say in the first 3 minutes.
Also, like, don't people realize all our podcasts are with the same media company? And like, the more successful our podcasts are, the most successful the media company is that we work for, yeah, or we work at.
Yeah, everyone can eat, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm not going anywhere, which I say in, I think, the first 2 minutes of the episode. But what Just Alex is, it's just like inside my brain. And it's just me talking to you guys about intimate things in my life. So we'll be here on Mondays and I'm there on Thursdays. And golly, I was like, there are some high schoolers out there.
Dude, I think people's favorite thing in the world is to rip people apart, especially two females. It's like everyone's bread and butter.
Well, I think people assume like automatically, they're just like, oh, like what happened? And it's like, or nothing happened. Like we've never been that dramatic and we probably didn't start today.
Also like, go on Mean Girl Pod and you'll see like we're still posting.
People are so dorky. They're just silly.
I know. But congrats that the first episode is out now and second one will be coming out this Thursday, right?
Yes, this Thursday Harrison will be on and yeah, that's it. We're off to the races.
So now everyone has a podcast for Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So now we just have to fill the spots for all the other days of the week.
Yeah, we're looking for a Tuesday and a Friday. And a Saturday and a Sunday.
Do you know any podcasts that come out on the weekends?
There was one at Barstool that was a Sunday and they said it was like a great drop. I can't remember what it was. Oh,
we started as a Sunday.
Yeah. And there was another one that was also on Sundays. Oh, I can't remember what it was. But yeah, I guess they do.
I remember when we started as Sunday and I'm so glad we switched to Monday.
Yeah, me too. Mondays are so much better. I have like rat tails. Like, what's happening?
Where are you? Oh, I mean, I know where you are right now, but tell the listeners where you are right now.
Okay, I'm going to disclose my hotel.
Please.
I'll be gone. And I've never stayed here before. And so I love to stay at the Edition in Miami. And I came here yesterday and I met with Brittany Schmidt and Harrison's with me. And they both said my favorite hotel in Miami is the Standard. And I was like, I've never stayed there because it's on the Venetian Islands. And so I'm here now. And you guys, I will probably never not stay here because they have, you can see the rooms and there's more in front of me. They're not like that big. But the pool area, the ambiance, like the coffee setup, the bars, like the whole, like the grounds, incredible.
I can't remember if it was yours or Brittany Schmidt's Instagram story, but it looked like you guys were at like an all-inclusive resort. It looks beautiful.
We look like we're in, it doesn't feel very Miami. It feels a bit more Tulum-esque. Like there's these tiki torches and it's got this whole vibe.
Do you like it more than the W or the One?
Yes, it has so much more umph to it than those do. And the pool, like it's, those are like cruise ships kind of. This is not. This has like a vibe, but it's very, it's got a charm to it.
Wait, I love that. Also, I realize we're both in Florida.
Yeah, you're still at home too. So how's dog sitting going?
It's good. He's right over, he was next to me, but then I swear he like knows what a camera is and he hides every time I pick up my camera.
Oh, he's a shy dog?
Yeah, every time he like does something really cute, I'll like pick up my camera to take a picture or take a video. I'm like, Elsie, look. And then he'll just like run away.
I do think dogs and babies like know when you put a phone in. Like for some reason, they're just like, that doesn't feel natural.
Yeah, I'm just like, Elroy, do you have stage fright with the camera?
Maybe he does.
Yeah, I don't know, but I've been loving it. I know I said this last week, but having space and sunlight and going on walks in a neighborhood, everyone is so friendly. I didn't realize New York removed my small talk manners, if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Everyone granted, I'm in a neighborhood, but people walk by me and they're like, good morning, how are you? Have a great day. And in New York, people are just like, get out. Not, they don't say like, get out of my way, but you can tell if someone's like, good morning. It's not like genuine. It's literally just get out of my way. But here people are like, this guy was running and he was like slowing down to talk to me. I'm like, where, what's happening?
Do you find it annoying or do you like, do you find them wanting to talk to you at first annoying? Or are you like, no, this is really refreshing and nice that they want to talk to me?
Well, at first it gave me anxiety because I was like, head down, don't talk to me. I don't remember how to talk to people I don't know in this manner. But now I find it so refreshing and I'm like, wait, people are so friendly here and it's such a lovely way to start my morning.
No, I think it's really nice. Like New York is lovely, no doubt. But there's something about being like, we're supposed to be with people and like be nice to them and have space. And like, I feel like that's probably inherently how it is. But you do start to shut off like those parts of your brain and just be like, I don't want to talk to you because no one wants to talk to you in New York. So what's the point of talking?
Yeah. And like by the time this episode comes out, I'll practically be back in New York and it's the first time I'm just not excited to go back. Like I used to be so excited and want to leave wherever I was. And now I'm like, I'm not ready to go back yet.
I wonder why that is though. Like, what do you think changed in you? Cause you've always just like loved New York.
Oh my gosh. I used to be like, I will not. I remember Pete even was like, I remember one of the first things you said to me was like, if I don't want to live in New York forever, don't date me. And now he's like, you're the one talking about not wanting to live in New York forever. And I think it just, so the best way to describe it is like when you're single, New York is the best place in the world. You can be crazy and wild and live an untraditional like timeline. Like you can stay out till 3 a.m. and you can do that when you're in a relationship. But it's just for me, the way I like to have a relationship, it's just not as New York was a playground for me as a single gal. And now it's more of a home and it's a harder place to live. As a home.
Yeah, when you're like in, like making dinner is just not fun there. And it's so fun at home in your parents' kitchen. Like you don't want to stay at home and like have a night in New York because you like, we're in shoeboxes.
Yeah, and it's like, it's expensive and it's small. And I always will love New York. I'll always have a special place in my heart. But it's just, it's not as enjoyable. And people are going to be like, what the fuck? It's just not as enjoyable when you're in a relationship.
I think it's
Yeah, like I feel like when you went to LA with Harrison, you probably had so much more fun just from like a space standpoint.
Oh my gosh, just being able to go to the grocery store and then come home and then make like a meal and not, it's, you're making it because it's like fun to cook. That's a totally different feeling. Like you would never do that in New York. You couldn't carry the groceries.
Yeah, like New York is a great one person activity space, but like with two people, like going to the grocery store is not fun because you're like squishing. You're like, just get out of my way. Hold the cart and just walk 5 feet in front of me.
And everyone's in a bad mood. Like they're not in a bad mood. They're just, everyone's out for themselves because you have to be. Like it's, that city is just fight or flight mode. And then add the grocery store on top of it. And it's just like, I'll Instacart it. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Does Harrison like Miami?
He loves Miami and he has a lot of friends. Like we were going to dinner last night and he just rolls down the window and like a lot of his friends live here. And I think like we would think about living here, except he cannot stand the summers because you can't go outside. Like it's so hot. So he does. He absolutely loves it, but he loves to leave it when time is up.
I know everyone keeps saying that to me. They're like, just wait until June, July, August. I'm like, well, one, I don't actually live here. I'm just staying here for like a week and a half. But two, yeah, you know how I get in the heat. That's scary.
Yeah, I know. And I don't think I can comprehend because I've never been here in the summer. Like I don't think we comprehend how hot it can be, but what are you going to do?
How long are you guys in Miami for? Are you there and then New York, or what's on your travel agenda?
Quick pause because this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You guys know how Jordan and I feel about therapy. We think that it is the best way to untangle those feelings that we so often don't want, you guys, because sometimes life throws curveballs at you and you just don't see them coming. So we are huge proponents of therapy. And you have to ask yourself, if you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Well, you should spend it on making yourself better. So the best place to do that is with BetterHelp. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/meangirl today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/meangirl for 10% off your first month. Enjoy. Yeah, I'm here and then back to New York and then Austin and then LA. So, but I'm excited. I'm actually not excited to come back to New York for the week, but it will be good. I just am ready for like warm weather. I'm really ready to walk out my door and be on ground level. I'm really like, that's my thing right now is I'm just like, these apartment buildings feel something about it. It's the oddest thing. I can't even describe it, but it all just feels a bit much.
Wait, that's actually so valid. I never even thought about just walking out and being ground level. I was talking to my mom the other day and I was like, why are we so scared to live on the first floor of an apartment, but not a house? Houses are first floors.
I would love to be on the first floor now. That elevator, every morning, like you just, I used to love, and I love doing it in my parents' house, but I wake up and I go outside. But for me to get outside requires this elevator situation with 17 people, and then you got the door guys, and it's like a bunch of racket. But it's like so early in the morning that I just am like, oh gosh. Like I was home and there were all these sirens going off, like kept going off. There was like something happening. And my parents were like, oh my gosh, like that is so loud. And Harrison and I both were like, what is? Like we didn't hear the sirens. And I was like, oh my God, New York has numbed us.
Your elevator is the elevator from hell.
It's chaos. And I'm on the leasing floor agent. So the elevator like I'm on the leasing agent floor. Yeah. So the elevator like sleeps at my floor. And so I always have the most amount of people on it. And I mean, I get in that thing and I'm just like in there like a sardine. And I'm like, oh
my gosh. Yeah. We really take for granted the simplicity of a house.
But it's so funny that like, I don't know the percent, 94% of America just like lives in a house and we just like don't. And I'm like, well, not, I guess if you, I'm even including if you live in an apartment in another city, you don't live in the chaos that we live in. And I'm just like, whoa, man, what we go through.
Like my friends in Minnesota, their apartments are stunning. Like 2 bed, 2 baths, massive. They pay less rent than I do for half of my 2-bedroom. They have like beautiful balconies, underground parking. And I'm like, this is so different.
Yeah, you like can't find something that costs our rent in those cities. Like you couldn't do it because they don't exist.
The other day, like I think this was on, I don't watch Summer House, but I do love Paige DeSorbo. So my friends will like keep me in touch with her. And I could be totally mistaken, but I believe she was like 11,000 is my max for rent. And she's still not happy with what she gets. And I'm just like, isn't that crazy that that much money still doesn't bring people like what they need?
Oh,
in New York City.
And I know people are going to be like 11 grand. No, this is it, right? Your Liz hotel room behind me is what you're getting. Yeah. Especially if it's in a good location. It's just like, is this worth it?
Like Paige's apartment, she's very open to showing what it looks like. And it's obviously beautiful, but it's not anything insane.
Yeah, because you'd think for that amount of rent, it's like sprawling and beautiful. And it's just like, no, that's the $30,000 range. And like, yeah, that's like a good Midwest baller apartment.
Oh my God. Can you $11,000 mortgage in Oklahoma or Minnesota? You'd be living on a lake, on a mansion.
Oh, Harrison does it all the time. He plugs in our mortgage in like these small towns and they're just like, you know, it's a 20,000 square foot house with a bowling alley. And I'm like, location, buddy.
Wait, I forgot. Is Vancouver expensive?
The most expensive real estate in like the world, I think.
Even apartments?
Yeah, but it's a lot of people have their money in their property, so they do buy a lot, but rent's not as bad as purchasing. And then people will tell me like the Canadian dollar, you know, isn't as strong, so it's less money. No, it's still not close. Like you can't compare it to like an LA or anything. Beverly Hills, Jesus. Like they're not, 4 million there doesn't get you nearly 4 million in Vancouver.
Dang. That is absolutely insane.
I know, isn't it wild?
I know when we first started Mean Girl Pod, we were like, we're never going to talk about pop culture. But now it's like kind of fun because you like know about pop culture.
I don't know. I don't feel like I know about pop culture as much. I feel like I know about current. Like my favorite things are like Nancy Pelosi. I'm like obsessed with that right now. Like it's not, it's like news, but I can't stop reading it.
When you told me, Alex and I will like have a shared note where we put everything. And she's like, I want to talk about Nancy Pelosi stock. And I was like, okay.
Like Boeing. I'm obsessed with Boeing. I think that Boeing should die. You know, I think that they're like
the airplane.
Yeah, I think they're really messed up. But I still don't care like what Kim K's up to.
Wait, I have a question.
I do care about the Skims thing, but I don't care about like the popular culture. Like I just can't care.
Yeah, I don't care. I burnt myself out about the popular culture, pop culture stuff, but I like the topics of like where's Kate Middleton or what we're going to talk about with Sabrina Carpenter and Skims, like with stuff with more depth to it than like XYZ and XYZ broke up. Like, I don't care about that
Couldn't
anymore.
Couldn't care less.
But I have a question for you for planes, because I know you have an interest in Boeing. Do you think that there's been more plane crashes in the past year than there ever has been? Because I feel like on the news every day, it's like plane crash. And it's not just private jets anymore. It's like actual aircrafts.
No, I don't. I do actually think there's not more. And people are like, I'm afraid to fly. And I'm like, be afraid to drive. You are so much safer in an airplane statistically. And okay. Yeah, like you have so much more risk when you get in your car and drive.
Why has there been so much? Do they just show it on the news more? I just feel like every time I'm looking on TikTok or the news, it's like a new airplane crash.
No, there has been a lot of them are the Boeings. But the most recent thing with them, everyone landed safely. Like the last time that everyone on board died was 2019, but they're not passing their safety check still. So like one that took off in China in January, the door flew off and they landed safely. Like they just turned around and re-landed. But these aircrafts, like they're just not safe. So the thing is, like, that's only a matter of time. If they keep putting those out on production like that, then it will kill somebody again. It will kill everybody.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. Yeah, I'm not a nervous flyer at all, but I just like started getting a little, not when I fly, because I'm like, if I go down, I go down. But like when my loved ones fly, I'm like, just be careful.
Did your parents fly together growing up? Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean? Like, did they go on trips together?
Well, a lot of times, like where I was from, sometimes couples would take different flights in case one went down, like that you wouldn't lose both parents.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, I remember that was a thing. Like people would take different flights.
That's like so morbid and sad.
I know.
No, they always flew together. Cause I mean, I could totally see my dad doing that, but also my dad is like, I can't survive without you. My mom. So he's like, if you die, I gotta die.
Yeah, take us both.
Oh my God, that's scary. No.
Yeah, I had some friends, and I can't remember. I don't think my parents ever flew separate, but I totally remember it being a thing, and that was why, in case the plane went down. But I'm like, it's kind of funny because we drive in the same car together all the time, and that's so, like, you're so much more likely to get in a car wreck.
Yeah, I mean, just being home in Florida for a week, my dad, he just got a fender bender, but it's like as simple as that. Like someone rear-ended him, and it's like just like 1 week of me being with my dad already.
Oh.
And I don't even think, every time they leave the house, I don't even think about car accidents. But they're flying to a different country on vacation, and I'm like, please just text me when you get there.
Right. And it's like, you should actually tell them to text you when they get to the grocery store.
Right?
Yeah, I know. It's backwards. But everyone on the internet's like, I'm not flying. And I'm like, but you're going to go drive?
Yeah. That's scary. But speaking of current events, I wanted to talk to you about Skims times Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay, I need a whole summary. I haven't read anything.
Okay, so long story short, Kim Kardashian is doing a collaboration with Sabrina Carpenter. We'll like throw up pictures. She looks incredible. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how there's like a theory going around about how Kim Kardashian is targeting everyone in Taylor Swift's inner circle, because you know how they used to have drama, or they still do.
Quick pause to talk about ZocDoc, because they are a sponsor of this episode. And you guys, there is nothing more important than taking care of yourself, and ZocDoc makes that so easy. ZocDoc is the place where you can find and book doctors who make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you and your needs. We're not talking about just a few doctors. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews, so you can make sure that the vibes are vibing before you ever meet IRL. That's in real life. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you'll ever know. I've used this whenever I first moved to New York because it was overwhelming and I wanted to make sure that I went to a good dermatologist, so it was simple. I went to ZocDoc and I got in the very next day, and I still go to that dermatologist today. The best part is ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network, keyword in-network, doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. So all you have to do is go to ZocDoc.com/MeanGirl. That's ZocDoc.com/MeanGirl and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book any top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/MeanGirl. Happy doctor visits.
So first it was Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey and Taylor Swift are very good friends. Like, they did a collaboration together. And then it was Patrick Mahomes and his wife, Brittany, and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce play together. So like, it was almost like when Taylor and Travis got together, Kim was like, oh, I'm gonna do a collab with Brittany and Patrick to take away from that, or to like get in your circle. And then now Sabrina Carpenter is the headliner for Taylor Swift's abroad tour, and now Sabrina Carpenter is collabing with Kim. So it's like three for three.
What do you think?
So I either think that like Kim Kardashian is trying to tell Taylor Swift like, everything you can do, I can do, not better, but the same. Or being like, I want you to be on Skims and I will literally pick every single person that you work with until you work with me, type of thing.
Do you think Sabrina like texts Taylor and was like, Kim asked me this?
I don't know, because I'm like, when someone's an opener on a concert, like, how close are they? Like, do they talk? Do they share the same tour bus? I don't know how that works.
I didn't know about any of this, but I guess this is what I think.
Yeah, let me hear your little conspiracy theory.
Off the cuff is, I think Taylor is telling all of them, like, definitely do it. Because, like, okay, so Kim K, on a power level, there's not a lot near her. Taylor's near her. Like, this is, like, an equal power field, I feel like. Because if I'm Sabrina Carpenter, I want to stay the opener for Taylor Swift. So I don't want to piss her off. So I think that there was some sort of exchange there. Same with Brittany Mahomes, because Brittany and Taylor are like the closest of the girlfriend wives on the Chiefs. I feel like Taylor's telling them all, of course do it. She wants me to react. I'm never going to react. I could care less. That's great money.
Yeah.
I don't feel like she cares. I think Kim wants her to maybe care.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, it's just so funny how it's like Lana, Brittany, and Sabrina. But I'm just like very happy for Sabrina, because I feel like she's finally getting her moment to shine after all the Olivia Rodrigo stuff. And she's just a star right now.
I couldn't pick Sabrina out of a lineup, and I don't know about that.
Did you watch Disney as a kid?
Yeah.
Okay, you might have been too, I think we're both too old. But she got her debut on Disney.
What was she?
She was in the show, oh my God, what's the old show? Boy Meets World. She was in Girl Meets World.
Oh yeah, I never watched that.
Yeah. She's like a little peanut, like probably 5 feet tall, long blonde hair, like this big. She's adorable, very good singer. Then she was on High School Musical with Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, did they have a fight?
People listening are going to be like, poof, poof,
poof. This is what I mean. This is the stuff I don't read about.
This is how like Olivia Rodrigo popped off, because there was like a love triangle between her, Josh Bassett, and Sabrina Carpenter, because they all star in High School Musical. Oh. And during COVID, Josh Bassett allegedly like broke things off with Olivia to be with Sabrina. Olivia Rodrigo created the whole Sour album pretty much around her breakup with him. It went viral. And then later on, we figured out Josh Bassett is gay. And we don't think there's any correlation. And we don't think that he ever got with Sabrina. But it made Olivia Rodrigo a star.
Wow. Do you even think Sabrina and Olivia actually had any drama if Josh is gay?
Well, I think Olivia did, because she was so heartbroken because she thought that Josh left her for Sabrina. Oh. Like, there's like all these little like Easter eggs in her songs about like a blonde haired girl or this or that, where people are like, you're talking about Sabrina, but they've never come forward and ever said anything. But Sabrina's probably like, bro, like there was never.
Pros.
Well, there was. They like were seen together, but you know, she probably figured it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's like a crazy turn of events. I didn't know that about Olivia. I do always wonder though how these people that like pop up. I'm always like, did you just get famous? Like, what was it? What'd you do? Because there's always like another story.
Yeah, her fame happened because of like, because during 2020, if you had a scandal, you got so popular because we were so bored because it was COVID.
Right.
And hers came up because of the love triangle. And then all of a sudden people were obsessed over like Olivia Rodrigo, Serena Carpenter, Josh Bassett. And then she came out with this album that was incredible. And Driver's License came out and it got viral on TikTok, which then bumped her as well. It was just like a mixture. She had a very, very either great PR team or luck of the draw.
It's crazy these days how social media can make these songs. Like I find myself, if I hear like a reel with a song I love, like I go find the song now. Like the like social can blow up that. Who was that guy that just did it like a couple weeks ago and Apple released his song a day early? Ben or B, starts with a B, it's a country song. Oh, I feel like I should just say the name. Hold on, let me see, I downloaded it.
Yeah, it's actually quite crazy how viral and famous TikTok has made celebrities like Doja Cat.
Yeah.
She's a TikTok legend.
Benson Boone, Beautiful Things.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, he kept pushing it on his reels and then Apple was like, we'll release you the night before, and then he was number one on the charts. But it was because we had like the little, and oh, I remember when the first time I heard that song, it was like 3 weeks out till it was released. And I was like, I can't wait to hear the rest of this song because I thought it was so good.
Oh my God, yeah. TikTok, it's quite actually incredible how viral TikTok can make certain people.
Yeah, it's so crazy to think about. It does like wonders for these artists.
Yeah. Doja Cat, Noah Kahan. Like I can just think of like a few. I feel like there's a few others where it's like, didn't Ice Spice, people are probably going to come for me if I'm wrong, but didn't Ice Spice kind of get famous because of TikTok too? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did she?
And also like there's so many little conspiracies about Ice Spice and Doja Cat being selling their soul to Satan for fame. And it's like, is there a correlation with TikTok?
Oh gosh. We know.
We don't.
What do you think? What? I have no idea about this. What?
I'll say we don't need to go down.
I would need to read.
There was just like, you know, that creepy music video Doja Cat came out with, right? You saw that.
No, what was it? What's the song?
We need to have like Julie be our fact checker.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat while you Google.
Yes. Oh crap, Julie. If you can remember, let me know. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Is it Paint the Town Red? Yes. Oh my God. Her music video, Alex, it was so scary. I had to turn it off. It's like literally so demonic. I was scared. And then people were saying like, oh, she had to sell her soul to the devil. So she had to like make a music video about that. And then like Ice Spice over the Super Bowl was spotted like throwing up like devil signs on the big screen.
Maybe they did.
So she wore like upside down cross.
Like, oh my gosh. Oh, that's weird.
Scary stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think about? Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Never mind.
No, what were you going to ask me?
Well, it's a whole other like, I was going to say one thing about the Illuminati, but that is just a wormhole.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in all that stuff.
The Illuminati.
I love Hollywood conspiracies.
Yeah. They're wild.
Speaking of that, I was going to save this for our rec, but I can quick jump into it. One of my recs is, so American, you know, you've seen American Horror Story, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Delicate was, like the first five seasons came out around like October, like September, October of 2023. And then they made us wait until Wednesday for three for the rest of the season to come out. And that's when that Kim Kardashian's in.
Oh, I've been seeing this commercial.
First of all, she is incredible at playing a bad person.
Really?
And I'm just like, she like, because like it's kind of about like, so also in Delicate, like they sell their soul to the devil to get fame. And she is a PR person who like does satanic stuff, sold her soul type of thing to get her client to become famous, like win Oscars and Golden Globes. And she's so good at playing this character. I'm like, is this because you have personal experience?
I can't believe she's like, I'm happy that she's a good actress.
No, Alex, she's like very good.
Really?
She's scary. Yeah, she plays like a very mean PR lady. And I'm like, you're weirdly good at this.
Is that going to be the most viewed thing ever? Like, are they going to have, like, to put Kim K in a show is genius.
Well, it's funny because I would say Emma Roberts is a very famous actress. And she's in a lot of American Horror Story seasons, if not almost every single one. Besides the ones with Evan Peters. But that's a different story. And for the promo, they're not even putting Emma's face on any of it. It's all Kim's face. Oh. And like, it's like American Horror Story's back and it's like Kim, Kim, Kim. And I'm like, Kim isn't even the main character. Emma Roberts is the main character of this season.
Is she in it a lot, Kim? Like, what's the showtime, airtime?
I would say she's in it a lot. I wouldn't say she's in it even the second most. I would say it's like Emma Roberts and then maybe like one or two more people and then Kim Kardashian.
All I ever watched, I like glimpsed at, I think, an episode. Like, I can barely remember, but I would like to watch an episode to see Kim act. Like, that would be really fun.
You should watch it. It's funny, too, because Sydney Sweeney came out with a movie called Immaculate, which is the same story, but just written differently as the Delicate Season of American Horror Story. And I watched that as well. And it's just, like, it's very good. It's kind of a weird movie, but, like, it's an interesting storyline. But I think you should watch it. And give me your thoughts on Kim Kardashian's acting.
Yeah, I just want like a 10-minute little thing of her. I'm so happy to hear that she's a good actress. I really think that family is genius.
Yeah, but it's almost like too good where I'm like, what have you been doing?
Yeah. Oh, scary.
I know. Should we do a listener question?
Today's listener question is sponsored by Field of Greens, which, as you guys have seen on our social media, Jordan and I have started implementing into our daily routine. And you guys, we told you this before, but what we feel is more energy throughout the day, better sleep, and better digestion. And if you don't want those three things, then I don't know what you want in life, and I can't help you, because Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. You guys, one serving is all the fruits and veggies you need for the entire day. I promise you are going to love this product, but if any reason you don't, the best thing ever, 100% back money guarantee. So we've got you 15% off your first order plus free rush shipping because we love things fast. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code MEANGIRL. That's promo code MEANGIRL at fieldofgreens.com. fieldofgreens.com. Now let's get into the listener question. Listener question: how to handle being the breadwinner as the female in the relationship? My boyfriend makes a lot less than I do. He actually has a good job, but when he was younger, racked up some credit card debt. He's now working to pay it off, moved in with his parents, tight budget, etc. I have no debt and a high paying job, especially for our age. How do I navigate dating and who covers what? I don't want to resent him later, but I also can't help but want to do things for him.
This is a great question, but I feel like it can cause a lot of problems, or it causes a lot of problems in a lot of relationships when it's not the typical way it should be.
Yeah. Because if this role was reversed, like if it was the guy and the girl like had racked up some debt early on, didn't have as high paying of a job, like I feel like he would just be like happy to provide for her. And we'd be like, cool, that's really nice of him. And like,
it wouldn't be a listener question.
Yeah, he wouldn't resent you. I'm not saying like, go pay for him, girl, but like, roles reversed. Like, let's say he wins the lottery tomorrow. What's his attitude going to be? I don't want to resent you later. Or like, what kind of person is he? He might be like, yo, girl, I got you.
Yeah, I also think too, we have to be very careful with the term breadwinner when you're not married, because if you're not even living together, like if he's living at home and you're living there, like you don't want to be, this might sound bad, but like spending so much of your money on this person. And then next thing you know, they break up with you and then you're the one left in the dust.
Yeah, exactly. And talk, maybe like if you talk to him about it, he might be like, I don't want you to spend money on me. Like I got it. That's why I moved in with my parents.
Yeah. Like I used to always say I wanted a rich man. Back in my early days of Mean Girl Pod, I'd be like, I want a rich man. I don't want to pay for anything. And now that I'm in a healthy relationship, I really value us splitting. I mean, Pete and I split. He definitely pays for more, but we split a lot of things because at the end of the day, like, I want us both to be financially stable when we get into a situation where we live together one day, or when our future comes. And if I wasn't able to pay for anything, like, let's say I didn't have a job and he did, I think that I would have to make sure we weren't doing as crazy of things, or we did more things that I could afford. Like, I just wouldn't, I don't want him to be like a breadwinner in our relationship. I don't want a breadwinner in a relationship until we're married and like kind of sharing somewhat of a bank account.
Yeah. I see that. I'm trying to think, like, I think what could be hard about this scenario, I'm assuming what she left out might be his ego.
Yeah.
I think like that could be hard on him, because otherwise, like, you have a good point of like, if you don't live together, really, what's, are we talking dinners, trips?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't know. I would be happy to absorb that cost within means. Like, if you didn't say he was unemployed. He said he had a good job and he had credit card debt. He's trying.
Yeah. Also too, like, not that he is taking advantage of her, but you don't want it to get to the point where your partner does take advantage of you, and next thing you know, you are absorbing every single cost. Like, next thing you know, you're paying for the whole vacation, the flights, the hotel, the dinners. Like, I think they just have to have a sit down conversation and being like, okay, what does maybe the next few months of our relationship look like? What we both can afford? I'll maybe pay for 60% of the dinners. Let's maybe not go on a trip for a few months. Like, I think they just need to be a little bit more strategic about it. Cause yeah, she said he has a good job. He's doing things like living at home. Like, he's going to get out of it. It's not a permanent situation.
Yeah. And I would look at his trajectory too. Like, I would almost like invest in like what you think he could achieve. Cause like, if he pays his credit card debt and he's, I don't know, in a field where he's not like plateauing, but like he'll make more and more and more. And he's like, okay, right now I do need a little bit of help, but like eventually, like, I got us. And I think that's a really cool mentality that people can have of like, right now I can't spend a lot. And if we do want to go on these trips, like, that's your choice. And if you want me to come, like, you got to pay for me right now. But like 5 years from now, I got you. And he can like pay it forward in a way.
Yeah. I love that. And if the roles were reversed, we'd be saying the same thing. Like, we don't want any guys having these girls who are just leeching onto them. Like, we want people to like have a job and like be able to like provide for themselves. Like, it's very important when you're in a relationship to be able to, like, if your partner were to leave you, you'd be okay.
No question. Yeah. And I think too, like, what's his debt? You know, was it student loans and like you got dealt a different card? We can have some compassion for that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think he'll get out of it. I think it's cool he has a job and he's trying. And I think it was hard on him to move home. So, like, credit to him for doing that too. You know, like, they could sit down and have a conversation. He could be like, yo, it's so embarrassing for me. Like, I want to get out of this.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the other one. Okay. Long story, but my boyfriend and I just got engaged at the party. And at the party afterwards, his sister-in-law was doing everything in her power to make the day about her and being rude to me and some of my friends. Also, I don't want to forget to mention that her best friend and maid of honor is now my fiance's ex, which she never fails to bring up anytime we're around. Okay, wait. I don't want to forget to mention that her best friend and her maid of honor. Okay, so her best friend is the fiance's ex.
Is the fiance's sister's best friend?
The ex. The sister-in-law's best friend is the ex.
Okay. 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 Sister-in-law's best friend.
Yeah. Okay. Her and her husband left the party early and she made a big deal in front of everyone that they were leaving. Then the next day decided to make her announcement that she was pregnant, even after telling multiple people she was going to wait a while. So my fiance and I could have our moment. The whole thing was the last straw and thought it could be a lot of drama amongst his family. I don't want to have her be a part of the wedding party or be in the wedding at all. She's treated me poorly for over 2 years. My question is it worth the drama to prove my point?
Oh, that last line got me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been married, so I have a hard time answering these questions, but I would hope that the day I do get married, if I decide to have a wedding party, I will have the strength to remove, like, if I don't want them in it, they're not going to be in it, and I'm not going to put anyone in my wedding because I feel bad or quote unquote feel like I should put them in it.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to take a different approach.
Yeah.
I feel...
I've never been married.
No, my only thing is, I feel like anyone that like needs to be the center of attention that bad is like coming from a place of insecurity, like needs to announce their pregnancy the day after you got engaged and like desperately needs to be the center of attention at like her own brother's engagement party is, she's hurting. And like yeah. she's insecure about something. And so you can of course not invite her in the wedding party and that would be valid. But I think she might want that, right? And then she'll just have a little bit, like that'll give her more ammo. But man, if you invite her in that wedding party, she'll never be able to bring it up. She'll never have that ammo. And you get to walk away being the kinder person. And I think she might need that because I think she's like hurting.
Yeah, that's true. And also too, you would think that everyone that's there for the bride is there for the bride. And they're not even really paying attention to the drama that that girl's bringing. They're just like, whatever, you do you, Sally. Like, I'm here for...
the girl.
I was like, well, I can't think of a girl's name.
Well, and if the girl, if the listener or submitter, I bet if, I know it's hard to do because you just want to be like, Sally, shut up. But if you were like, oh, Sally, you are just so cute. Like, feet, like, given, I think she'll stop trying to be the center of attention. She really will. Like, if you just give her a little attention, see how far it goes.
Yeah, that's true. If you don't feed into people's, like when people are trying to start drama and you don't feed into it, their fire will slowly diffuse.
Yeah. But I'm saying when she wants the attention, just give her a little. Just be like, Sally, you're so cute. Oh, gosh. Like everyone look at Sally. And then I think she'll be like, oh, this is like, I think she's hurting somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's always a reflection of someone's own insecurity. And it's like, just be happy. Like try to enjoy your day and just remember like Sally's doing it out of her being an unhappy individual.
Yeah, Sally's not happy. Whenever somebody wants to be the center of attention, it's coming from a place of insecurity. So it's like she might feel something towards you. And I'm sorry about that, but take the high road with Sally. It'll go a long way. Sally won't know what to do with somebody taking the high road. She will be brain busted.
I like that.
Yeah.
Should we quick wrap up with our recs?
Yeah. So you already did your rec.
Yeah, so I did. Mine was American Horror Story, and then I have another one. But you do. It's just a book, but I want to hear yours first.
Oh, I left my book on the airplane. I was so sad. I left it in the seat pocket in front of me. I know. I was distraught. I remembered when I got off, and I was just like, oh, and I was like 75% of the way through, but I do know I'm on page 164. Like, I did happen to, like, remember that, so I have to reorder it. I'm so upset. It's worth reordering, yeah.
What is it? Was that the book you were going to wreck?
No, it was the book I did last time, Get Out of Your Head or something by Jenny Allen. And I was like loving it. But it's in, if you're on the American flight from Miami to Oklahoma City, it's in the seat pocket. So enjoy it. Not to mention I journal in my books. So
I know. Hopefully nothing secret in there.
I did a journal. Oh my God. I didn't remember. I didn't think about this, but there was a journal prop like what's making you anxious. And you draw like a four square. Mine's juicy if somebody gets a hold of that.
Oh my God. It's like the flight attendant's like, oh, I am loving this.
This poor girl. It's me before episode one. And I'm like, what am I anxious about? I'm like, okay, well, that's that. But my rec is Feud, which is, have you heard of that? It's a true story about the guy, Truman Capote, who wrote Breakfast at Tiffany's. And it's like him and the story of his life. That's all I'm gonna say actually. But if you're into like that era of history and kind of like, it's all really famous people. Like, I don't wanna give away too much, but like Jackie O's sister's in it. And it was that era of just like girls living in New York. And then him, he was a writer, obviously a TV producer. So yeah, it's juicy.
So it's nonfiction?
Yeah.
Or is it like a little fake?
I think some parts are embellished, but they said The Crown, I think, is like really close to true. And I think this is like a little less close to true, but based on very true events.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. The other rec I have is a book. It's the Things We Never Got Over series. It's a 3-part series, Things We Never Got Over, Things We Hide From the Light, and Things We Left Behind. And I'm on the second one. And it's just like a really nice summer romance, like enemies to lovers book. It's not cheesy like Colleen Hoover. but it's like not heart-wrenching or anything that's going to involve trauma. Like you reading and you're like, oh my God, I can't turn another page. It's just like a light read that makes you happy.
Oh, so it's fiction.
Yeah, yeah. It's a love fiction story.
It sounded self-help from the title, kind of like a three-part, like.
Oh yeah, it does. It
kinda, I was like, oh, cool. Okay, I gotcha. So you're on the second one and there's three?
Yeah, and it's cool because like each book is about a character. Like it's not about the same character throughout each series. It's like the first book is about two people and then the second one is about two other people that weren't really involved in the first book, but they're like side characters, but then they become the main characters and they're doing the same in the third. So like it's cool.
Oh, that sounds like great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a nice, I say it's like a nice beach read.
Those are the best. Get lost in a book.
Yeah. Yeah,
love that. Okay, fabulous.
Okay, yay.
Okay, I'm going to go finish my breakfast sandwich.
Every episode we end, Alex is like, I need to eat.
I'm starving.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye guys. Okay, that's it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening to Mean Girl Pod, powered by Just Media House. I'm Alex Bennett.
And I'm Jordan Woodruff. So AB, do what you do best.
If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, rate, and review. We are at Mean Girl Pod on all platforms. Stay connected with us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Snapchat at Mean Girl Pod. Podcast and social artwork and post-production by Creative Evolution Studios. Theme song to the Mean Girl Pod performed by Sergi Asbell. Mean Girl Pod, we're your besties in your ear. New episodes every Monday.